Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Tes Omid Aleph, and we'll finish off Simen Nun Hei today, the Halachas of Kaddish. We're on the very last Mishnah Berurah on Pei Ches Omid Beis, Sivkotin Samach Tes. We were discussing yesterday the obligation, if you have 10 people in a town, that all 10 of them should stay there for the Yomim Noroim, and if somebody leaves, he has to have a replacement take his place. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Misha Eino Yochol Lachzor LeBeisu Machmas Ones, somebody that's incapable of getting back to his house because of some extenuating circumstance. For example, Sheino Rasha Lavobe Medina, the Tsar or the KGB, whoever is persecuting us at that point in time, doesn't let him come back into the Medina, into the city where he is. Potter, afilu higiyas manaregel. Such a person, obviously, is an ones, he's under extenuating circumstances, and he would be exempt from both having to come back as well as having to pay for somebody to come back and take his place. And this is true, afilu higiyas manaregel, even if the regel has already arrived, he is considered exempt. But this is, the Mishnah Berurah says, davkin hu onus mamush. He has to be a real onus over here, real extenuating circumstances. Aval machmas chov mamon. He owes somebody money and he doesn't feel like going back because the guy's going to bother him. Opshia, he was lazy, he didn't buy a ticket in time. Lo yuchal lavo, and then he can't come. Lo yafsidu chaver mechal kov. So then all of the other people in the town have the right to demand from him his financial obligations to pay for another person to take his place. The issue footnote number 82 brings down the Shev Halevi Ravazna, who says that when we talked about he can't come into this city, kegon sheboreach machmas nefashus amamon, he's running away from persecution or from serious financial creditors going after him. Avo ba'ofen shoyorogili so al rabbo, but if he was going to meet his rebbe or something similar to that, even though it's a mitzvah, va'ata nismat wa'anoshim, and now they won't have a minion, ein zenechshav onus mamish, that's not called an ones. Onus, and he therefore would be obligated to go and pay for the replacement. Brings down from Dayan Weiss and the Minchas Yitzchak Zatzal, Shal Koponim, Poshut Sheish Beze Inyan Lotze Sidei Shemayim. He certainly should go and pay to be Yotze the Din in Shemayim. Sheyadagu Elu Harotzim Lisoel Hashlem Esaminyan. The people that want to leave town should be concerned, even if they have a quote heter to leave, that they're causing there not to be a minion. And they should go back and make sure that the town does have a minion. They should pay their way. They're going out for a good reason, but they're causing a negative thing to happen. So if they want to be yotzei lidei shemayim, they should try to make sure that they pay or pay their part for the minion to be in existence. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'chol zeh l'inyan hashlamas haminyan u'schiris hachazan." This is what we've been talking about, is to get the 10th guy to pay for the 10th guy or to pay for the chazan. However, he says the halacha by an esrog for the town, Baruch Hashem, today everybody can buy an esrog pretty easily, but in those days there often would be one esrog in the entire town if they were even that fortunate. So the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha for an esrog is not the same, and he tells you to go look in the halachas of esrog in Simon Tafresh Nun Ches Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Yeshuvim hatzrichim liskor minyan uchazan, a little town that needs to hire a minyan to establish enough people for the minyan, as well as a chazan. V'yesh svivos, and there are surrounding little towns, shirgilim lavo sham, that would also come to join this little town, they're even smaller, gamkein im b'nei beisim, and they would bring their households with them. So the slightly bigger town, ein srichim liten klum l'hayishuv, can't demand that those people pay to for the chazan or for the minyan. The boy, if they wanted to, the even tinier town, Yahulir Acharis, go to a different city, Sheisha Minyan Beladam, that would have a minyan without them. And therefore they don't have to pay anything, even for the purchase of the chazan. Because the town would have to go purchase and hire a shliach tzibur anyway, purchase people to come and stay in the town anyway, so these other villagers from the nearby surrounding towns can't be included in that obligation. Of course, it would be very nice if they did give, but they're not obligated to do so. That concludes the last Mishnah Berurah from yesterday. Now we can go with the final sif in Simen Nun Hei, Sif Chof Beis. And the Mechaber writes, Lo hiu kofin lahaskil lahashlam minyan kim biyamin oroim. This entire discussion that we've been having yesterday and today, that you have to go and force people in the town to hire the 10th person to make the minyan, that's only for the yamim noroim. And even then, they have 8 people or 9 people, and they only need 1 or 2 additional people. Unless Elohim Kemino Kavua Mufursum Ba'ir, unless that city has a well-known track record and a very well-known policy that they even if they have six people, they go and hire four people. So if you want to live in that city, that's part of the obligations of living in that city. Then then the city has the right to demand that the occupants of the city go and pay, even if they need three or four people to come in to make the minyan. The Mishnah Brewer in Sifkat and Ayin writes, when we're talking about the Yamin Aroyim, Rotsu Lomari means, Im Yeh Shmono Tisha Anoshim, if they have eight or nine people, then Yecholim Lochov Echud L'Chaveiro Shloli Shara Po L'Spala B'Chidus, they can go and force one another to go and make sure that they have the minion. Avol Ami Mehen Rotsu Leilech L'Mokom Acher Sheyesh Ba Minyan, but if one of those people wishes to go to another place where there is a minion, so then they can't force him, Ein Yecholim L'Chofol Klav, then they don't have the right to force him to stay here. In other words, if he's going to stay in town, they can force him to pay to have 10 people there. But if he was going to leave the town to go to another place that does have a minyan, then they can't force him to stay. Mechaber continues and he writes, Im yesh minyan miyoshvei ha'ir, if you do have a minyan for the people living in that village, kofin liskor chazen, then they can force one another to go and hire a chazen. Mishnah Brewer in Sifkat Nayin Aleph writes, Afilu ein dor bi'ir rak shlosho arbo bali batim. This is true even if there are only three or four families in that town, and they make the minyan, and they have other people there, like servants or teachers that help make up the minyan in the town, you can force the people, even though it's only three or four families, to go and hire a chazan. Sivkot Nayin Beis, what does it mean, Lizkor Chazan? So they hire this person that will be able to daven for them and make them fulfill their obligations in Baruch Hu, Kedusha, and other Tvarim Shebekdusha, Chi Hai Gabna. Afilu Kol Hashana Kofin Lizeh. And here, when you have the minyan all year round, so then you can force them to hire a chazan all year round if they don't know how to daven themselves. Now we go to the Ramah, Hagah. And likewise, in a place where you don't have the minyan every day in the shul, kofin zeh, the people in the town can force the people in the town, biknasos, by financial penalties, shivo tomid minyan lebeis haknesses, to make sure that they do have the minyan when they obviously have enough people to make a minyan, so a person can't say, I don't feel like coming to the minyan. You can force the person to come, even with financial penalties, to make sure he comes to shul to make a minyan, shlo yizbatel hatomid, in order to make sure that the set regular minyan is never not in effect. The Mishnah Brewer in Sifkat Nayin Gimel writes, Kikivun Shiyesh Minyan Be'irum, once you have a minyan in the city, Chol Aleim Chovas HaMitzvah, then the mitzvah to have the minyan is in existence and everybody should go. Dishu footnote number 83 brings down, if you have exactly 10 people, and then somebody, Rechmona Muslim, becomes an Ovel, so technically you can force the Ovel to come to the shul even during his Avelus. But if the shul wishes to go and daven in the Ovel's house, they have the right to do that. That's not called being Mavato, the regular minion in the shul, because they're all davening in the Ovel's house. Mishnah Brewer continues and writes, in very small villages, ubekilos kitanos, yesh lokof habachurim halomdim sheyachul beis haknesses. You can force even the young teenage men above the age of bar mitzvah and the people sitting in beis medrash to come to the shul to daven. B'mokum she'ein minyan todir, if there is no ability to have a regular minyan without them. In Dirshu footnote number 84, he points out that while it normally is better to daven in the place that you learn, that's only true if you'd be able to have a minyan in both places. And then you can have some of the people from the Beis Medrash come to the shul, and you still have the minyan in both places, so that is what you should do. Obviously, if you only have enough for one place to have the minyan, that's where the minyan should be. He points out as well, if somebody has two different minyanim that he could go to in town, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can't force him to come to your shul if he wishes to go to the other shul, even if this will mean that you won't have a minyan. That is the person's choice to go to the shul that he wants to. In the issue footnote number 85, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal writes that when we're talking about having the Bachurim or the people learning in the Beis Medrash come to the shul to daven to make the minyan there, that's assuming that it won't cause any significant yirida in their Yiras Hashem. If it does cause a significant deterioration in their ability to daven, so then that's a different question. Finally, the Be'er Heitev brings down from the Marash, he says, even if it's going to cause somewhat of a loss of their learning, they're going to have to travel to the Beis Knesset and they will lose a certain amount of time in doing so. Nevertheless, they can be forced to do so to help make the minyan. The Mishnah Brewer explains why all of this is so. He says, Kizman Torah Luchud, because there's a time to learn Torah and there's a time to daven. And this is the time to daven, so these people need to leave their Beis Medrash and come to the shul to help make the minyan. And then the Mishnah Brewer says, "V'davka kilos gedolos." This is only true for large cities. Oz yesh lalomdim l'spalo b'mokum l'mudim. That's when they should go and daven in the Beis Medrash because you have enough for both. Sheesh b'lav hachi b'beis haknesses tibur. Masha'en came b'kibbutz katan kazeh. In a small village, you don't have enough for two minyanim. In a regular large city where you do have enough, then the people learning the Beis Medrash, it's better for them to daven in the Beis Medrash, and the people learning davening in the shul should daven in the shul. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, Amru Chazal, Shrabi Eliezer, Bala Beis HaKnesses, Elohim Motzah Shom Asorah. One time, a famous story, Rabbi Eliezer came to Shul and there were only 9 people. Vishichver Avdo, he freed his slave in order that that slave now would become from being an Eved Kanani to being a regular Yid, Vishlimo Le'asorah, and he held him to make dominion, Kedei Lotzi Rabim Dechavosim Bitusha. And in this way, they had a minion. Mizen Nilmod, from here we see the Kol Shekein, Shelo Yis'atzel Ha'odom B'tircho B'Amel L'Kabetz Minyan L'Tvila. We see here the great need and the great reward that a person gets, the great expense that a person should go to make sure that there is a minion in town. V'kamo G'dolehi Mitzvah So'ish, and so great is the mitzvah for such a person, Shadiroso B'Malkum Kibbutz Katun, who lives in a small village, and he is involved in making the minion and getting the minion together. K'shiro L'Kabetz Tomit Ha'minyan K'dei Shelo Yis'batel Ha'tomit. So in order not to nullify the regular daily minion that they have, and he works very hard to go make the minion, how great is such a person's reward? Kafilu Mishu Rak Me Asar Rishonim, because we've already said that if you're one of the first 10, that is a great thing in and of itself. Amru Chazal Shenoto Star Neged Kol Abay Machareyim, you get reward like all the other people that are coming there. So Kal V'Chomer Bazeh, certainly Shehu Omel Lekapson Gamkein, not only is he amongst the first 10, but he makes sure that there are 10 there. And about such a person it says, Amru Chazal Kol Mezakeh Sarabim Ein Chid Bo Ayodo, anybody who's involved in being Mezakeh, the Rabbim, he's helping out the large community. Ein chet bo al yodo, no sin will come by his hand. It's a great musa for people that try to make an office minion, especially in the winter time, and they gather and they work very hard to go get people to come to a minion. Great, great is their reward. Finally, the Ramah just concludes to tell you to look in Simon Kuf Nun im Kofin Ze'ezeh Livnos Beis HaKnesses. Can, like you force a person to go and purchase a hire a chazan for the town, you can also do the same thing in regards to building a Beis HaKnesses under certain situations. This concludes this very important Simen Nun Hei, and now we go to the very start of Simen Nun Vav, which is Din Anias HaKadish Aydeh HaKol, the answering of Kaddish. And the Mishnah Berurah will have a lot to say about this, but we'll just read the first words of the Mechaber first. And the Mechaber writes, Yesh L'Chavein B'Anias HaKadish. A person has to be very careful to have the right kavana, and to listen intently and to answer intently when the Kaddish is said. Kaddish is a very important tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah has a long arichus on this, and he begins Sivkot and Aleph, and he writes, Ki Amru Chazal, Chazal tell us, Kola One Omein Yehei Shmei Rabo Mivarach, anybody that answers these great words, this is the most holy part of the davening, even more important than Kedusha, more important than Baruch Hu, more important than any other part of the davening. If you answer Amein, we'll see, you have to pause after Amein, you say Amein, stop, because the Amein goes on the previous words, and then Yehei Shmei Rabo Mivarach goes on the next words. We'll learn more about this tomorrow as well. And if somebody answers this Yehei Shmei Rabo Bechol Kocho with all of his might, Korin Lo Gzardino, anything bad about him will be ripped up. Or Perisho or Rishonim, the Rishonim explained, the Rod Salomai Bechol Kocho, what does it mean Bechol Kocho? Bechol Kavanoso, it means with all of his intent and thinking, or Bechol Evori, with his whole body, so to say. Dainu Shomrenu Belev V'Nefesh, he should say it with a heartfelt feeling and with all of his soul. V'lo Rak Kemotzi B'Sfosu V'Libo Bal Imo, and not just to say the words and not have his heart in it. Furthermore, you have to listen carefully to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying in the Kaddish. Kidei sheyeda al mahu one amein, yehesh miraba, and the amein, sheachar damiram biyoma. So when you answer the amein, you know what you're saying the amein for. In the issue footnote number 2, he brings down, are you allowed to do any work during the saying of the Kaddish? So the answer is clearly no. And therefore he brings down, people that are folding up their talis and their tefillin at the end of davening during the Kaddish, lo yofehe mosim, they are not doing things properly. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, and certainly one should not talk at all during the recital of the Kaddish. And Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down, even to say Kaddish with the chazan, that is osur. Even if there are 10 people besides him in the Beis HaKnesses, Gamkin Osud, even to say it along with the Kaddish, with the Chazan, that's incorrect. And certainly one should not talk anything that's not related to the davening. Shelo L'Siach B'Emsa Kaddish O'Kedusha. Ukiyitza Mesech Derech Eretz, like the Gemara brings down in Mesech Derech Eretz, one of the minor tractates, the Rabbi Chama, Ashkechi Le'ilo B'Kama Alfi Gemalim Tu'unim Af V'Chema. One time Rabbi Chama, who was a regular by Eliyahu, saw Eliyahu was leading thousands of camels laden with afen chema, all sorts of bad things. And what was the purpose of these bad things? L'shalem l'eluf. These were for the people that were talking during the Kaddish and Kedusha, Rahman al-Litzlan. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'chol ha-medaber yelam ha-komos. If anybody talks during any of these places that you're not allowed to, Olav ha-kosav omer, about him it is said in the pasuk below, Osi karoso Yaakov. Your person is not calling out to Hashem. Because of the Sefer Chassidim, brings down from the famous Sefer Chassidim, Ma'ase b'Chassid Echad. One time there was a story of the person, Shiro l'Chassid Echad Acher, who saw another person, Bemoso, who was dead, upon of Marikos. He saw this other person who was dead, and his face was green. Amalo, Lomo Penech Marikos, why is your face green? Amalo, Mitnesho Yisi Medab, B'Sho Shel Shlich Tzibo, Hoya Omer, Vayechulu, Ubirkas Mogin Ovos, B'Yisgadel, Uviyisgadel. He says this person was a tzaddik. He saw another chassid acher whose face was green, and he asked him, why did you get this punishment? And he says, because I talked during the Friday night davening by Hulu, Magin Ovos, and the Kaddish that comes afterwards. He brings down another story for the Maita Moshe in the name of the Medrash. Shechochem Echod Nisra the Talmido B'chalom. A great Rebbe once appeared to his Talmud in a dream, and the Talmud saw Shohei Lo Kesev B'mitzvah, that the Rebbe had some sort of a stain on his forehead. Amalo, Rebbe, how come? Mipnei Ma'eru L'chokach, how come you have this stain on your forehead? Amalo, the Rebbe told him, Mnei Shalo Yisi Nisra Miladaber, I wasn't careful not to talk. Yishah HaChazan Hayom HaKadosh, while the Chazan was saying Kadosh, I wasn't careful not to talk. Even to think Torah, it is forbidden while the Chazan is davening. Tirshu footnote number 6 brings down, if the Chazan is really stretching things out and fetching, maybe it would be a hetter to go learn a little bit. But if he's just saying the words regular, you're not allowed to interrupt. B'shor shachazan omer kaddish, you shouldn't talk or interrupt or even think Torah. B'nei shatzorech l'chavein harbe b'nias kaddish, because a person has to go and concentrate very much on the answering of the kaddish. This is brought down in the name of Pri Chodosh. And he says, Ein chiluk between the different types of kadeshim, bein akadish al tanach, o agado, o mishnayis. Cut and bays. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Nusach HaKadosh is Gadel v'Yisgadesh. The proper Nusach for the Kadosh is to say it with the Tzeri underneath the Dalet, and the Dalet is Gadel v'Yisgadesh. This is based upon the Pasuk in Yecheskel, v'Yisgadilti v'Yisgadishti. And this is in regards to Mechemes Gog and Magog. She'oz Yisgadel Shemo Shalakosh Baruch Hu. Then will Hashem's name be made great. And it says, Bayom Ahu Yashem Echad Shmo Echad. For one should be careful to say Yisgadel v'Yisgadesh with a Tzeri. Kihu Ivri, because this is the Hebrew, Velo Targum, and not the translation of the Targum, and this is explained more in the Beis Yosef. Velo B'shnei Shvoim, Kilu Atof HaGimel B'shvo, El HaGimel B'patach. Again, the correct pronunciation according to Mishnah Berurah is Yisgadel, Yisgadesh. V'yadgish HaGimel V'yisgadel, Delo L'shtama Yisgadel, L'shon Oref. Make sure you pronounce the Gimel and not have it sound as a Kuf, because that would have a different meaning, Targum Oref, Kidol, which means like a stubborn person or the back of the neck. V'lo yadgish b'yoser ha-beiz d'yisbarach. Don't overpronounce the beiz in the word yisbarach. V'yachtov heitev ha-hei d'viz halol. Be careful when you pronounce the hey of viz halol that it gets not left out. And di v'ra are two separate words. And after di v'ra, chiru say, you should have a small pause. Because these words, koya alamala al-yisgadel, they go back on the previous words of yisgadel. When you say Bisman Koribim Romain, Nochon Shiomar Shlech Tzibo Bevas Achas Velo Yafsik Bineim, you shouldn't have any interruption in between them, you should say them in one statement without pauses. Kinoagim Shein HaKol Onim Omein At Shiomar Shlech Tzibo Omein, because we don't have the call answer Omein until the Shlech Tzibo is finished Bisman Korib Vimru Omein, and then the Tzibo can go and answer. If the Chazan is dragging that part of the davening out, they shouldn't wait for him to finish, but they should say Amen right there. When they say Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, they should stop after the Amen before they say Yehesh Me Rabba. As I mentioned before, the same thing applies by Modim, Amen, and then Modim, because the word Amen goes on the previous words, and then the Modim, or the Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, goes on the next statement. It's a separate statement. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem will continue this discussion tomorrow.